Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, after 52 days at sea, the RNLI were called to tow a sailor back to safety off the coast of West Cork after he got into difficulty while attempting a 6,500-kilometre solo voyage. The sailor, who has been revealed to be a former stage manager of U2, Pete Currier, thanked the RNLI staff at Kinsale in a Facebook post. Helm of the RNLI lifeboat at Kinsale, Jonathan Connor, led the rescue and he joins us on the line. Jonathan, tell us about this rescue.
Hi, Samantha. It was an interesting one for us. It's been a long time since I've seen someone at sea for 52 days, so he certainly did his best, but unfortunately it was the equipment let him down.
And what exactly happened?
But he was traveling from an island off Grenada, and he was hoping to make it to the UK. However, I believe within the first week his engine gave up on him. However, undetermined, he decided to carry on under sail. He was overcome by a couple of storms across the Atlantic, and he finally reached the Irish coastline, where he was able to establish communications with Valentia Coast Guard, and he informed them of his situation.
And when did you get the call out, and what did you do from there in?
So we got the call at about 12 o'clock midday on Sunday, and we were told that this vessel was on the Irish coastline. He was making way to Kinsale, however, he would be unable to navigate safely within to the harbour. So we launched at around 7 o'clock that evening, and assisted him. We met him just off the old head of Kinsale. I put a crew member aboard, Felix, who is well capable of sailing boats. So it was handy for Pete to be able to just have that bit of a bit of stress taken off of him. 52 days being the only person on the boat is stressful to anyone. So it was, I put Felix on for his welfare. So we established a tow around 7:30, and we brought him into the safety of Kinsale Harbour, and we got him tied up and alongside at about 9:15 that evening. The weather did play a factor. It was borderline. It's quite a large vessel, so it was an interesting call out for us.
Was it a difficult operation from your perspective?
Difficult, I wouldn't say, because Pete was quite proactive. Even though being at sea for that period of time, he knew exactly what we needed to do. He was very well trained and had the knowledge of what needed to happen, which makes things much easier on our perspective.
And what kind of form was he in when you got to him?
So, yeah, we were expecting to find a very tired sailor who, was feeling the wrath of 52 days at sea. But he was the complete opposite. He was great. He was full of life. Very positive attitude, he was very helping. There was nothing, if we asked, he was jumping up the front of the boat and pulling in lines and whatnot. We had to tell him to sit down and relax.
And was he prepared for the journey? At what point was he in his journey?
So he was just coming off the Irish coastline, and I believe he was heading up to the west coast of England. So he was just kind of, you could say, on his final leg. However, the boat seemed to be the factor that gave up on him, not the sailor. The boat itself was in good condition, just mechanical issues with the engine, and the weather across the Atlantic had taken its toll on the sails of the vessel as well.
So will he be able to continue his journey now, or is there a lot of repair to be done to the boat?
there is quite a lot of repair that will need to be done. It is manageable to fix it, and I really hope he does. I believe he has a GoFundMe at the moment running, so he is eager to get the vessel back up and running and ready to go.
And how unusual a call out is this for you, and what kind of season are you having in the RNLI at the moment?
Yeah, so there has certainly numbers have increased call out wise. I know the South Coast alone is very busy, and all around Ireland, the numbers certainly have gone up, which is to be expected. People are using the outdoors much more, but it's kind of urging to kind of understand the risks. The water is a very unforgiving place, and just to have that little bit of respect for it. As for the call out itself, it's very, it is rare to get a vessel that's traveled such distance. So it was an interesting call out for us as a crew.
Well, I know he's been full of praise for you on his Facebook post. And Jonathan Connor from the RNLI Kinsale, thanks for sharing that story with us.